Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
I can rock with this one. I can rock with this one.
There's a lot of things we can rock with right now, but we're just having a good laugh. Let's get through the intro first, and then we will deal with it.
You brought it up, man. I'm good.
I know.
You said something.
I know. This is one of those things that... Wow. So you know what? Let's just do this. Hold on.
What the fuck was that?
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Yeah. What's up, y'all?
I see Lyric.
Yo.
I see BW.
Hola.
This is called Your Weekly Dose Podcast.
Yes.
Listen to us. We love to make you laugh. Pretty much it. Drinking Dark Whiskey is today's theme by Gary Allen. Go buy it on Amazon.com, and you can do that by going to our website. No sense. Now, let's get to this other shit that happened this morning. Because you're going to catch this stuff right now on all of the stuff that we're on, like iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all that stuff. So... we have a group chat amongst the four of us of the show.
No, about four of us.
Now, that's not a whole lot of people.
No, not at all, man. It's less than a handful.
Very much so. Now, if we had a bigger crew like we did a few years back.
You all right, brother?
To where we had two other people running the computer, the Facebook page and everything else that we do and stuff and what have you. You know, it was a little bit bigger family back then, and it was fun. But there's only four of us. Four people.
So,
yeah, we're all, the four of us are on this group chat to inform each other simplistic things. Hey, I might be out tomorrow. Or I'm working, I won't be able to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Go get that money. What money are you talking about? BW?
Huh?
So then we come to find out, BW don't understand what we're talking about. How is he confused?
All this time.
This has been going on for several months now.
Since you guys joined the show.
Yeah. So all of a sudden we figure out Amber's blocked.
Because I took BW's phone away from him.
Like, even when I say it, it sounds fucked up. Like, you know, like, she's blocked, and we don't know how it happened. So he's been seeing entire conversations take place betwixt me, Sean, and Amber. And he has no idea. He just thinks we're talking to ourselves.
Yeah, I think she just never replies to anything. She's just... I'm like, damn. Why is she so rude?
So this morning, in our morning meetings that we normally have on before every show, and we prep for a little bit.
Oh my god!
I take BW's phone away from him. To look at the chat itself, I'm going, how can you not? because he was asking, well, what money were you talking about? Well, didn't you read the thing above my reply?
It was clear, obvious, but when he sent it last night, I don't know why it hit me. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Yeah. It just, he just sent it. I was like, oh, that's him.
Yeah,
that's what I thought too. I thought, oh, he must be smoking again.
Oh, that's him. He good. He chilling. He good.
Like, you know, so it's normal. Okay. You know, I thought he was trying to be make him funny or something.
See,
like that.
I really would have fucked him up if he said what money. And if I would have said her job, he'd be like, whose job? Like Amber. Like she right here. Yo.
Amber ain't saying nothing. What are you talking about?
So, oh so God, as I look at the phone, I see, yes, there's the conversation. There's lyrics response. There's my response. Lyrics response. My response. BW's response.
Oh, yeah. At the very end.
At the very end.
After everybody's done.
After it was done. Yeah. But there's no Amber in there. And we're thinking, how in the hell can you not get her texts?
We still don't know how she got blocked.
We're all in the same group.
Me. She just didn't. She sent it to everybody else in the group.
So as
individually,
I
like, yeah, she individually text all of us, like, yo,
what we've got here is failure to communicate.
Most definitely.
So I look then to see why, and as I'm looking, Lyric says, "Well, did you block her?" Mm-hmm. And sure enough, at the very bottom, it says that she is blocked.
Okay. I think I know what happened. I think and, I know what happened.
And then I unblocked her.
Did a flood of messages.
Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully it saves it now. So maybe we should call Amber this morning to find out and say, just send a text.
Just text us.
Hold
on. I'm going to text her right
okay,
now.
Okay, go ahead and text her. Now, I got my phone right here, too.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Hey, Amber.
She's going to be like, you blocked me.
I'm just finna say, hey, Amber. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Smoke weed every day.
This is why you don't do drugs. Right here. Now, you want to sit at home after hours and everything? Yeah, do what you want to do. It's your life, right? Oh, enjoy it. I have a gummy every now and then. Normally it's when I go to bed so I can sleep a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, okay, good morning, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what Lyric just sent right now. So hopefully she'll respond during all of this, you know, and we'll, now
you
we're going
to
wait.
You know what happened, right? When he went to the bathroom before he came in, he blocked her again. He doing this shit on purpose, man. You did you? That's why he can't say nothing. Look at him. He can't even look at me, man. He can't even look at me.
That Gilligan hat on. Look at that Gilligan hat, man. Skipper!
This is why we need video, bro.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, you know what? I want to post this on.
This would be dope for video. This would be dope.
I'm gonna.
This would be funny.
Here, let me just at least do this. Shit,
getting the ab workout okay. Over here.
Yo, man, I got a headache.
Oh yeah, like you're gonna pose. There you go. All right, and we'll post that up on our Facebook page.
Amber, I promise I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. I think I know what happened, though, because I have a few with this other Amber, a couple Ambers, and I blocked their numbers, and she always changes her number to different numbers, so I just probably went and blocked all Amber, not thinking.
What'd I say downstairs?
Yeah. Boy, it's dusty in here, isn't
I said,
it?
Because you guys is
okay, well, I got the window open, that's why. Yeah. So
you know, I said that downstairs. I said, I bet he just blocked every Amber in his phone.
Yeah.
I caught it. Like, if her name was Amber, she just blocked. She just, it hey, man.
She caught the Amber alert.
Collateral
oh,
damage.
Oh, she just responded. Have a great day.
I
have
got
a great
it.
Show.
I got it.
And he's
hey. Like, I hearted it. Oh,
okay, we're going to tell her right now.
This is the first text Gerald has ever seen from you.
Okay, let's see what she responds.
We've been
to.
Talking for months,
you know,
in the group chat. Oh my god! But they never caught my confusion.
Oh, okay, because we're waiting for her to. Okay. So we're now waiting for Amber to respond to this.
Oh, my goodness.
She's laughing. Oh, you. That was you.
Oh, man,
Sorry, people. Yeah, I know my Indiana people can relate.
No, they block Karens, not Ambers. Oh, okay.
So while we wait on her,
oh my God,
let's catch up.
Yeah, let's definitely do that.
While we wait on her, let's catch up real quick.
That's a good segue, bro.
Hey, man, I do what I can do when I can do it. You know, whatever I can do.
We expose the real truth side.
Yes, we do. We can dose. Over here, we put it all on Frustrate over here.
So, Lurk, why don't you go ahead and start, but how was your week?
Oh, it was a real good week, man. Had a productive week. Did a shoot that segued into some business talks. So I'm having to meet him probably next Tuesday to talk to a producer about some stuff. Yeah, man, just constant movement on everything.
Amber replied.
Amber replied right now.
Amber replied, happy face.
Laughing, crying, laughing. Really?
Crying, laughing face, praying hands.
So now, to prove that you see them now, you're going to be descriptive on everything. And I'm going, Amber sent a smiley face using a comma in parentheses. That's supposed to mean she's winking.
Yes.
We just found out this morning that all this time, BW was not getting your texts because he blocked you.
Why did God blast me like this, though? Why did God think we could have kept this between us?
Now let's see what she says to that.
But yeah, my week was good, man. No, my week was good. It was, again, it was made more progress on the show, more progress on other projects we're doing. Networking and just trying to move it forward, man.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Mad cool. Mad cool.
Good deal.
Met this dude who's a circus performer.
Who?
He got his SAG card because he works in a traveling circus. So he'll go to some places, and when he was little, he taught himself how to juggle, and then taught himself how to swallow swords, taught himself how to do fire. Like he'd do all that type shit. So he said, man,
I can see yourself teaching yourself how to juggle.
Don't ask me. You about to ask me. I can't even.
But how
even
do you practice swallowing swords?
I think that's a lot of jokes in that sentence right there.
I'm gonna stick in your jeans.
If he can swallow that, he can swallow.
What's your mama name is? Oh, we finna get canceled. It's nice talking to y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed today's show. But
that's an inherited gift.
Oh no. I don't know how you teach yourself that. I would guess that you start
relaxing all your muscles.
And you start with the smaller stuff first, and then you work your way up.
Oh, it sounds like her new commercial.
This is why we need a girl in here, man. To keep us from doing shit like this, man.
Amber, man. We need you.
It's your fault. You're supposed to be here. But man, he traveled. That was his thing. He taught us the whole fire thing, the sword thing, the juggle thing. He said he was in school, and one of his professors noticed he did that. He was like, yo, man, I think you need to look into this. And he looked into it, and he ended up liking it a lot, so he quit school.
Hold on. So he was doing it before he knew about the circus?
Yeah. He taught himself how to juggle, taught himself how to swallow
what
fire.
What was his inspiration?
He
was just like, oh, with those.
Well, maybe Bugs Bunny, who knows?
He always, well,
There's something I saw in a cartoon once. I wanted to try
it. Put it in my mouth.
I think he was doing juggling and a bunch of shit. And I think after he got with the circus, that's when he did the sword thing.
Okay, that makes
sense. But I think that's what happened.
Who's at home like?
He taught himself how to do everything, man. He's like, yeah, I taught myself. Now I just travel the country.
What?
Pay for
people get paid to do this?
That's what he said.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stupid. See, I called that immediately because I know him. But no, man. He said he traveled the country. Him and his wife got a big ass crib out in Santa Monica. He paid for it. He's like, I paid for it myself. My wife don't even pay for it. I do everything. We was filming a shoot, and then he was leaving like Monday. He was getting on the plane to go cross country to start another tour.
Huh.
So he tours across country. Yeah, man. He's
sword swallowing and juggling. Who would have thought?
Now he's doing stunt
work. You can make that much money doing that in Hollywood, huh?
But now he's doing stunt work out here.
Juggling,
I know, right?
Balls and juggling. Swallowing swords. You getting
wow.
So, what's up with you, Sean? How was your week, brother? How was your week, Sean?
Actually, it was actually a good week. Work was good. The only thing that pissed me off, though, was that my wife has a Papasan chair. Mm. And I was trying to get it for our anniversary, get her a new one. Oh. So I couldn't measure it because every time I wanted to go measure it, she was sitting on it. Because I wanted to be a surprise, of course. Mm-hmm. So this past week, whatever, you know, I was telling her about that. And so we finally measured it. And we saw one on Amazon. And it said it was 40 inches wide. Hers is 41. Like, 1 inch shouldn't make that much of a difference.
Oh,
you know?
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Please don't look at it like that. Continue what you were saying, please. Please continue what you were saying. Damn, we need video. Yeah, that was. This is the perfect episode
for the video
right now. Like, wow.
And by the way, guys, we need donations for video, so you know.
Shut up.
And so we got it. It's nice. It's really cool. It's an all-metal frame with the rattan thing wrapped around it or whatever, so you know, gives it that woodsy look. Mm-hmm. It's white and it's beautiful. Got a nice cushion, but it's 3 inches shorter than what they said it was. So it's not 40, it's 37.
That makes a big difference.
That's a big difference.
So it's 4 inches now.
Like, yeah.
You're like, wait,
that's a difference. You know,
that's the difference.
Because, I mean, because the 1 inch, it won't make a difference because it's only a half inch difference on each side. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but with the 3 inch difference, yeah, that makes a huge.
Well, it'd be 4 inches because you already lost an inch.
Right. So now we're trying to, so now we got to send that thing back and, you know, dismantle it and put it back in the bags and stuff in the box and then.
Off of 4 inches.
Send it, yeah, off of 4 inches. Because it makes a huge difference. Because she likes this, and the one that she has right now, it's partially broken. So I fixed it, I don't know how many freaking times, and it keeps falling apart. So, but she likes to sit in it. She sinks in it, crosses her legs. She's comfortable. She'll fall asleep in it, you know. So I'm trying to find something big enough also that she can do that too. What the fuck?
I got you.
Dude.
Yo, man, his mind is already.
Where are you?
I'm just letting Indiana folks enjoy this movie.
Well, Indiana folks are going, what's a rat-a-tan-a-tan-tan? What's a rat-a-tan-tan? We don't know what a rat-a-tan-tan is.
Sorry for those in inches lost, bro. I'm sorry.
He's in a mood.
Wow. I'm just saying, I'm going to make him moo.
No, he's in a mood.
Yeah, that's him.
You guys started it this morning, man.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
All right, anywho, good job, man.
Anyway, so that was my week. So now we got to send that back or whatever. So.
Papa son.
How was your week, fool?
It was cool.
And that's it.
Yeah,
that was it, right?
That's
cool
it.
Week.
That's
what's,
it.
Next to, on what's trending?
Had the kids all week. It was not nothing to brag about. It was fun.
Well, you had your son's birthday last week, though.
I did have a son's birthday.
Of course, told us last minute.
The day of.
Yeah.
That's not last minute. Last minute is, hey, we had a party right now. Come through.
You just made it worse. You just made it worse.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, short
notice. Yeah, like, you should have shut the fuck up.
But how was it,
though? You guys had me blocked, so it probably didn't come through.
Bullshit. I always get your texts.
I was about to say something on air that's going to get me
okay,
fucked
sorry.
Up.
Anyway, it was a good birthday. No, he got a lot of stuff. You know, it was fun.
How old is your son now?
He turned 3.
Turned 3.
Yeah, well.
Yo, he a champ, though. He's three going on 17. Yeah, right. He a champ. That fool ain't
mentally,
gonna
be mentally, he like 5'6", no but joke, he's. Man. Yeah, he just turned three, so cool. That was fun. Real cool. And then they had, we in the transition because these, we in early head start. So he had to wait for his next class, so I got to keep him for a while. So his daddy daycare for a minute.
He got to wait till he age gets up.
Well, no, he got to wait for the other class to open up so he can go into that one. So that's been fun.
Yeah.
Real fun. No, but, you know, he's going to go even more advanced because, you know, you get that one-on-one time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been learning a lot of stuff. We've been learning reading and actual writing now.
Wow.
You know, like I said, we've been doing
bad
the math.
Boy, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Bad boy. Bad boy.
So that's what my whole week has been like besides making meetings. And we had a lot of good meetings, though.
Did you do anything special when your significant other was pregnant with him? Or
what do you mean?
So, like, when my wife was pregnant with my son, you know, we actually put, like, headphones.
I used to do that.
On her stomach.
When I went through my Vegas situation, I did the same thing. I used to put headphones on the stomach, and I would actually read to the belly as well. Uh-huh. So whenever I was reading anything, no matter what, late at night, I'd just read and be next to the stomach. And when she came out, oh, yeah, she knew.
Yeah.
She knew. Oh, she knew. She grabbed it instantly. As soon as she heard my voice, that was it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, man, it was pretty cool.
We played different styles of music.
Oh, word.
Yeah, that's everything dope. From classical to country to rock to blues, whatever, you know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, you know, he's a...
Love music, man.
Yeah, he's into it, you know, wants to go into the entertainment industry also, too, you know, and everything. Plays piano better than me, which is good.
That's dope.
We got him lessons, though. That's why we got him really good lessons.
Yeah, my dad tried to give me piano lessons when I was little. Nah, I ain't had the patience. I couldn't sit still that long.
Yeah, it's tough.
Hell no, man.
It's tough. So, okay, so three, going on 12.
Going on 12.
Nice.
Trying to get him, actually, I want to get him graduated from high school before 12, so that's my goal with him.
So, what are you going to be, like a Doogie Howser with him or something?
I don't care what he do after that. I just want
to... Look, man, when he graduate, he out the house. 18 to 12 is the same.
Get a job. Nah. Own a business. That's what I'm saying.
When I was your age.
Yeah, definitely. Nah, he got the mindset, though. We went on a couple business meetings with him because I had him all week. Mm-hmm. So he was sitting there soaking up the game. He was like, I want to go to school. I said, this is real life school, son.
Just like that.
Just like
yeah,
that.
Just like that, yeah.
This is real life school. Son. That's how we talk. We talk like the 70s.
I love you. I love you too, Jive Turkey.
You jiving.
Can I call you Huggy Bear?
Sure, Daddy O.
A family that only talk in 70s jive to each other.
Oh, that's dynamite.
They step outside in this normal shit. They get in the house.
What'd it be like, Daddy O?
That shit would be hilarious.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. Well, that's good. Oh, yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, let's go ahead and definitely... move on.
Let's see what's trending, baby.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and do it. Well, this is going to be a short one for what's trending, though. We're starting off a little sad, but we're going to pick it up. If you guys are familiar with the song Go All the Way... Or maybe All by Myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, by myself.
Or Hungry Eyes.
Yeah, of course. I know Hungry Eyes, too.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Eric Carmen has passed away at the age of 74.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yep, he sang on the Power Pioneers of 1972, the breakout hit Go All the Way, before launching a successful solo career as a soft rock crooner. Eric Carmen, who's played a vocal sort above the country guitars of the 1970s power pop pioneers, the Raspberries, which actually was a really good band, on his I Go All the Way, and who soft rock crooner later as a solo artist propelled anthems like All by Myself and Hungry Eyes, which became popular by the movie Dirty Dancing. And again, he has passed away at 74 years old. God, you know, we are losing so many.
It's that age group, man. It's that age demographic. It's the boomers, bro.
And there's nobody, here's the problem that I've got with it, too. There's nobody equivalent that can replace them.
Well, they had, they're called the boomers for a reason, because it was just this huge boom after the war.
Right. Well, the baby boom.
Yeah. The huge after the war. Yeah. So it was just, we haven't had anything like that anymore. So, and then not only that, but that generation feels, even now, all these years later, they feel so many positions of power that now they're all vacating, and it's about to be new stuff in that now. And it's just, like, the whole country's about to change because the baby boomers are going out, man.
Yeah. I mean, but what I'm saying, though, too, is that, I mean, as far as, like, the talent is not the same anymore.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you're not going to find another Eric Carmen anymore.
No.
You know, you're not going to find, you know, those type of people. I mean, like, there's never going to be another Tina Turner.
No. We don't. They don't perform like that anymore.
And that's the thing. There's nobody that is, I think, in my eyes, you know, that can replace those type of people. You know, I mean, here's a good example, I guess you could say. You know, early on, you had Humphrey Bogart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then you maybe had, like, Cary Grant to help replace him a little bit.
Okay.
You know? So there was all these legends that were coming up one after another, helping to...
But we don't have that anymore.
And that's just it. We don't have
that. No, because the talent's not the same. We will eventually.
In 30 years from now, we're going to have a resurgence of these type of characters, the Beyoncés and the... And, you know, we're going to be sad when those people start falling off too, so...
But a lot of the work ethic that those people had back then is no longer required because it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
For a majority of the time, it don't matter how hard you're working. If you look this way, if you know people in a certain area, yada, 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 then you're good.
Yeah,
you don't have to be talented anymore.
Their impact,
well, look at Paris Hilton,
Yeah, like, not even them. Like, no disrespect, but the entire Kardashian
family, I totally agree with
famous
that.
Famous for just being Kardashians. Like, no one has really worked like that, but they all made millions just for being themselves.
Yeah.
That's social media right now. You don't really need.
And we're gonna
talent.
Be sad when they go and start going too. When
I won't be
Kardashians
sad.
Is old and go, oh, Kim Kardashian died at 75.
Good.
Sorry, Kim. I didn't mean to put an age.
No, I ain't gonna be good. But it's not.
I
but I'm
put
just
an
saying,
age
like
on you, Kim. But I'm just saying.
It's just. It's like. Yeah. It's celebrity back then. Everybody. It's just out there.
Our Eddie Murphys and stuff like that.
It's just out there.
We're going to get it.
The workout. Those type of talents, they do come back around because it is a cycle.
Hmm.
But the talent required to get to that pinnacle is not the same as it was. Therefore, the work ethic
and the time
same.
Frame too. And the time that they came, the '60s was pivotal. You know, 70s. So
yeah, a lot of them cats came around.
Right time.
Yeah,
like Eddie Murphy, there's no way,
at
all he could ever perform if he was a comic right now with the same mentality that he started out with right now. He'd be canceled before he ever started because all his jokes, like, you can't watch Eddie Murphy raw right now around this generation. They can't stand that, man. He dropped the F bomb and started talking about foo and all that stuff, and it's a rap, man.
Yeah.
So it's again the work ethic. It's just not the same, and it's not appreciated.
Also, the rarity.
That's I think the biggest thing too is not appreciated.
No, it's not appreciated because it's instant gratification now.
Yeah, the rarity.
Like, you had to work hard to get that type of fame. Now, you can do one thing and don't even pay attention to it. And next thing you know, a million people have seen it online. Now you're overnight kind of celebrity.
Yeah.
Just like Super Hot Fire. I just seen the freestyle rapper, the YouTuber, one of the original YouTubers.
Oh, no.
He used to come out doing battle raps, and he ain't did nothing in a long time, but he just dropped some more stuff because he's just relevant as a face. But it's just funny to be resurged.
You know what I mean?
It's just funny. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. Starbucks. Of course, they've got a new lavender drinks that are coming out. And basically,
it should be illegal, man.
It's dividing people, basically. So March 7th, Starbucks announced that the arrival of its new spring menu, introducing two new beverages that features lavender flavoring for the first time in the U.S., the iced lavender cream oatmeal matcha.
Does lavender have a side in the review?
I don't know. I never tasted lavender.
Take lavish.
And then they also have the iced lavender oat milk latte. So now, since the drink's release, though, people have shared their very strong and divided opinions on social media. Some have raved about it and loved them, but there are those who can't stand them. Mm-hmm. So, like, this quote, this one person said, this tastes like a jar of perfume.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question I have. How do you know what perfume tastes like?
You never...
It's the... I guess it's the science of making something taste like it smell.
But yeah. But why would you, you know...
You never kissed a neck before and she was just full of it? And
no.
I'd be pissed off if I went to drink a Starbucks and it felt like... And it tastes like that. I'd be mad at the motherfucker.
Well, and then another one says, well, this is the
Chanel?
Most... Yeah.
No, it's Obsession.
The fuck?
Another person said this is the most foul-tasting drink they've ever had.
Dang.
So that I could understand, because, like, ooh, it doesn't taste good, you know. But then this other person says, well, it tastes like dish soap. Once again, how do you know what dish soap tastes like?
You don't rinse it out all the way and you get your
everybody
cup too
did that.
Fast.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? You got to rinse that cup out.
You didn't accidentally
pour that water in
your glass. Poured it in and didn't rinse all
no.
out?
No. But it was forced when I... said something wrong.
Oh, yeah. That was,
so you know what it tastes like?
Then I had bar soap.
Oh, I was about to say, you had that original soap. You ain't had Dawn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Your OG.
No, I had the OG of Dawn.
This shit ain't even had no name. No,
I had Zest.
Yeah, I had. Dusk.
Yeah, I had Zest. That's what I had. Wow,
zestfully clean.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, so some people like it. Now, also speaking of Starbucks, they're also dropping another new drink on the Hot Wheels of Spring Summer menu. Starbucks is also introducing a new beverage for St. Patrick's Day, which is tomorrow. The luck of the Machada Cream Frappuccino.
The what?
The luck of the Matcha Cream Frappuccino.
The luck of the Matcha Cream Frappuccino.
Yeah, say that three times real fast. The drink features matcha, caramel syrup, milk, and ice. It's all blended together and topped with whipped cream, of course, caramel sauce, and a crunchy caramel sugar topping.
Is matcha caramel? It's different than regular caramel?
Yeah, it's matcha. It works out.
I don't even know what matcha is.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So the drink of course, now available at participating companies or participating Starbucks for a limited time. So, yeah. So
that actually sounds pretty good.
Tomorrow. Though. So, yeah.
The fuck is matcha caramel? Now I want to know, is there a difference between
Well, no, it's matcha and then
crunchy?
Caramel.
Yeah, it's crunchy.
Oh, okay. Okay. You said it all as like one word.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. I didn't pause enough for
it's
you.
It's his accent.
What is matcha?
I don't. You want me to look it up?
I'll look it up. Keep going. I'll look it up.
No,
I'll look it up.
That's okay. I got a laptop.
Let's quiz him.
I can quiz.
How you spell it? M-A-C-H-A?
No, it's M-A-T-C-H-A.
Matcha.
Matcha or matcha.
Machata.
What the hell is...
oh, it's a tea.
Finely ground powder. Oh, it's green tea leaves.
Yeah.
Why they just couldn't say that?
The fuck is that doing? You know what?
I totally agree with you.
Why did you say tea?
You got the matcha.
Yeah, it's a green tea powder is what it is. So
I bet somebody's listening to us right now.
It's green tea powder! How do you know? That's all we do, to make you laugh and educate you on a daily basis.
There you go. Same time, man.
Oh, wow.
So it drops, so it's going to be probably through tomorrow, and then maybe we might stop on Monday or continue through. Anyway, Ben and Jerry's Free Cone Day is returning. Yes, we know it's been over a month that Punxsutawney Phil has predicted that spring would be coming early this year, and he was right, at least when it comes to the weather. But he was pretty wrong when it comes to free ice cream holidays, specifically from Ben and Jerry's. They are throwing its annual Free Cone Day celebration on Saturday, April 16th, so it's almost about a month from now, which is a few days later than the end of this year's event. Okay, this year the ice cream is hoping to serve 1 million scoops to make the biggest one ever. So basically on April 16th from noon until 8 p.m., the chain will be giving out as many free cones as customers want. That's unlimited dessert. Yeah. Wait,
is there Ben and Jerry's out here?
Yeah, I'm about to look. Where is Ben and Jerry's?
I don't know. Let's find out. Where is
Siri.
Near me. Let's see. April 16th. Okay.
We do it live on air, y'all. We do it live on air.
We find out when y'all do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man.
Ben Jerry's.
Close.
Ben Jerry near me.
Opens at 2.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got nothing near me.
No, they're all near Los. They're all in L.A., man.
The closest one is almost Santa Monica.
You got Inglewood.
Yeah, they're all above Los Angeles.
Yep, Sherman
so
Oaks.
So Valencia, University Northridge, Sherman Oaks.
All right, we need to franchise the Ben & Jerry's then.
Can I get some down in Orange County?
I'll be in Burbank later.
I'll be in Burbank.
Park ass.
Yeah, there's two in Sherman Oaks, one in Burbank, one in L.A.
Okay. You and said that's tomorrow?
And that's it, yeah. Oh, no, April 16th.
April 16th.
Right. April 16th. So set your calendars.
Okay, right on.
Get a free cone day at Ben & Jerry's.
That's crazy, yo.
North of Los Angeles.
There's going to be some motherfuckers in there taking advantage of that.
Oh, yeah, especially because it's unlimited.
Are people going to be walking out with 5-6 cones?
Yeah.
I ain't got to go in with different wigs either. I could just go in there.
Go in myself.
There you go. Simple as that.
Chocolate.
Yeah, easy going. Sorry, guys, a little bit loud. And there you go, guys. That is what's trending right now.
Yeah.
So pretty easy. Go get your Starbucks. Go get all the good stuff for. So last week, it was the Oscars.
It was.
And did you guys watch the show?
Yeah.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
I watched the highlights.
I missed you guys because I invited you guys over, but you guys didn't.
My bad. You sure did, didn't you? Damn.
I was doing.
And because you said, you having food? And I said, yeah, we are. You went, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I was supposed to be. I'm so sorry. Damn.
We had lasagna.
Mm.
Oh, that would have been good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I missed out.
It was nice.
Yeah, man, I missed out.
Lasagna. We had meatballs.
I'm kind of angry that I missed out.
He didn't come he don't show up to stuff.
Yeah, but see, I gave you guys a week notice. You only gave us a day notice.
Or hours.
No, thank you.
Everybody got the same 24 hours in a day.
Is that what you're going to go on?
It makes sense, right?
Is that what you're going to go on?
Isn't it true? Is it not true?
Shut the fuck up, man. Say what you were saying, please. Continue what you were saying.
So, anyway, so you guys missed out.
Yes, I did.
Had the lasagna.
Yes, I did.
Had a nice spread because we had meatballs there. You had your choice of dipping between barbecue sauce or marinara sauce.
Mm. That would have been dope.
And then we had a fruit platter, vegetable platter there and everything. Radishes, carrots, celery, had the ranch dressing for the dipping.
You can skip the healthy food.
It was all good, though. It was all good, you know. And then we also had like small little meat platters. I had some salami, some ham and everything there and so forth. So it was good.
No, it was a nice
spread. It was, and you didn't show up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm kind of angry I missed out now.
I'm angry, too.
I apologize.
No worries. I still love you, though.
I apologize. I appreciate it.
I still love you. But anyway, but it was good. But no, we watched it. I thought it was a really good show overall. I mean, I don't know. How did you feel about BW?
It was smooth. It wasn't no climatic events happening. It was a good show.
I did see some of the highlights. I thought the John Cena stunt was stupid. I'm like, we ain't really need to do all that. I get it. It was a joke, but it wasn't really necessary, but it is what it is.
That was pretty funny, though. But the coolest thing I thought, though, that was really, really neat is when they did the actors, the supporting actors, and they brought out all the past winners.
Mm-hmm.
Because traditionally, it is last year's winner presents.
Mm-hmm.
So they still did that. But then they also brought out past ones to talk about each of the nominees.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
It was pretty cool.
That was really, really cool, you know, overall. You missed it. I mean, it was a pretty cool show, though, man. I'm kind of cut the highlights. But let's kind of recap it real quick, though. I mean, mm-hmm. there was a few big surprises, but none, some that were not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Best actor was Cillian Murphy with Oppenheimer.
Which was, I think, it was kind of expected a bit.
Yep. Then Best Picture, Oppenheimer.
Everything.
Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things.
That one surprised me.
I've never seen Poor Things.
It's really good.
Is that the female Frankenstein joint?
Kind of, but I mean, it's about this girl who has a mental issue, you know, and she's trying to, it's dealing with her sexuality, but yet she's at one. Her body's at one level, but her mind's at another level.
I think I know.
So
my brother told me what it's about or something, but did this come from a book or something?
I think so. Yeah.
So he told me what the book. So I know. I kind of know what the story is.
So,
but I've never seen. But I keep hearing she.
Yeah, it's really. And Mark Ruffalo was really good in it too.
I like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
When he's acting, I like him.
Yeah.
But
she kind of surprised me because I mean, this was her. I think, and I didn't realize this. Her fifth nomination. But and this is her second win because she won for La La Land.
Oh, okay. Right on. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, she's, you know, you don't think of her as that, but like, holy cow, she's a two-time Academy Award winning person now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
Congratulations, Emma.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Best original song, What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish.
And this is her second win on that, too.
For Barbie. Song for Barbie.
Okay.
Best Supporting Actress, Divine Joy Randolph.
Her speech, oh my God, was so good. You want me to pull it up?
No, no. You ain't gotta do it just yet.
Okay.
Best Director, obviously Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Best International Film, The Zone of Interest.
That was interesting, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yeah.
And then Best Supporting Actor, which was well-deserved, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer.
Yeah. That one surprised me overall.
He deserved that. He deserved that. He did.
I think after all that he's done, it's well-deserved.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's the comeback kid.
He is.
Back and he redeemed himself in a freaking major way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And I think the thing that surprised me the most or whatever is like when I first saw him, because I was so used to seeing him in that Iron Man beard, and then to see him clean shaven, I'm like, oh, wait, wow.
The glass is looking older, like,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
It was a character. It was a character.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought one of the funniest things, too, is when Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito come out. And
see, I didn't see that part, but I heard they, go ahead, I'll let you go.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because they came out to present, I forgot what it was for, though. But then they were talking about, oh, like, we're here because of our movie Twins or whatever. Twins. No, it's because we were both up against Batman, you know. And then they went to a shot of Michael Keaton because they kind of go, there he is, you know, kind of a thing. And Michael Keaton's just sitting there in an ascot, very Bruce Wayne style kind of a thing. I don't know if anybody caught that. And he just kind of goes, come on, boys, bring it on.
That's dope.
You know,
Freeze and Penguin.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that the Batman that Arnold Schwarzenegger went up against was actually George Clooney.
Yeah.
You know, but I love the fact that they went after Keaton, though, because of his last role.
He's Batman.
Yeah, he is the Batman, you know, which is kind of cool. So, but no, I really enjoyed the show. I thought it was really good overall. Yeah, I don't think there was big surprises per se, but again, like last year, a lot of first time things that happened and so forth, especially with like with special effects. Godzilla won for best special effects,
which just shows you how much money Hollywood wastes. They did that movie for less than $25 million.
Yeah,
like the special effects on that, they paid nothing compared to what we spent over there, and that joint looks amazing. My brother saw it like 3 times. He's like, it looks crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, it was. It was a lot of firsts like that. Like Divine, I thought that was beautiful. Like I said, when she won, you know, and it's nice to see. And kind of going on the flip side of things, it's nice to see these young actors who are just getting into the industry, and they've only been in it for maybe. Oops, sorry, I just spit. For like a year or two or 3 years or something, and. Never did they ever think they would win an Academy Award, and here they are. They decided to do a film, and you're nominated. It's like, holy cow!
Yeah,
you know. And those are the kind of cool stories I like.
Makes
I like
the dream to hear. Bigger. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can do it. It's possible.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, anything is possible with that aspect. You know, so
it's possible.
Yeah, like I was really surprised that Billie Eilish won again for best song.
Well, she's smart. She's getting into that movie industry money.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
let me
exactly.
do songs for this.
You know,
I get recognized.
Placements.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet you have other people like Diane Warren, who's been nominated, I don't know how many times, for best song, has yet to win.
Mm. Yeah, man, that's a different story.
You know, I'm like, Jamie, throw her bones, something, you know.
She's
get a lifetime achievement award.
That's all she'll get now, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, she'll get a lifetime achievement award, but yeah, but that's like, yeah, again, it's probably...
Don't you still get something for being nominated?
No.
No.
Hell no.
You get a thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's the door.
You can take the list with your name on it, but no.
Do you got to pay like you got to pay when you get your star?
No,
that's different.
Oh, okay.
The star, you paying for that, but any of the awards, you don't pay for none of that stuff. Okay.
So it's not like a gold medal, like you get the money too?
Nah.
You don't need it then.
It's just a recognition, fool.
Be happy with the recognition.
Does it bump my pay? It does bump your pay.
Yeah, it does bump your pay. Because now you, not only that, in the title, in your announcements,
Oscar, you can now say, winner.
Yeah, Academy Award winning or Oscar Award winning.
And then your name usually, like, when that happens, then you're pretty much top billing at that point.
Yeah, then you start slapping people, right?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the industry said. That's what I read in the letter. I said, once you get an award, you could slap up to 3 people
a
year.
That's what them people sent you?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you got a good lawyer, you can slap 5, but 3 people
maximum.
Minimum
3.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, now that Kardashian's retired, too. Yeah. Going back to Kardashian.
How the fuck did we get from over...
Because you be leading the stories. That's why.
I didn't lead anything right now.
That ain't me. Everywhere, bro. Wow. Stay on focus.
What was we talking about before then?
Well, you know what? He don't know.
Cause don't save him.
I'm not going to save him. Are you kidding me? He blocked Amber.
That's when she said she had a vacation in Iowa. No. Block.
God. All right. Well, I've got some for you guys that, let's see, what do I need for this one? Maybe the folky music here.
This is let's ridiculous. See.
No, I don't want that.
That's too bold. That's
I don't
too
want that, that. That's too, like,
yeah.
You know. So, you know what? You know what you do? Here, let me do this. Let me find some Irish music. There we go, some good old-fashioned Irish music, I guess. Happy kind of a thing. After the damn freaking commercial's over with.
Of course, we need commercials.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, this is my favorite game commercial, too.
Jesus.
So you hate those games you click on, it's not like the game on the commercial.
Oh.
What is this?
The fuck is this? Is
I've seen that so many times, though. I see them joints on Instagram now. When I see them, I'm like,
that's not the game I clicked on.
Not at all. Not at all.
It's not the puzzle game I clicked on.
All right, hold on. We're not getting any sound for whatever reason. There we go. There you go. Some happy Irish.
I thought this was Sons of Anarchy.
No. Yeah. All right. So I had a listener send this in to us, listener Keith, basically.
Shout out, listener Keith.
So, shout out to listener Keith. He thought these were pretty funny. I said, you know what? Send them over. So we got the top 9 things to let you know that St. Patrick's Day is here.
Oh, yeah.
The top 9 things. Number 9. Out-of-towners visit Santa Monica Beach, look at the green water, and say, now that's the spirit!
That's the spirit?
Okay, I can see that.
I can see that, yeah. Number 8, Lucky Charms Leprechaun downs too much Guinness and beats the crap out of Tony the Tiger.
Oh.
Right on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right there. Great. You'll see that all the time on Hollywood Boulevard. Yep. Number 7, 3 words. Beer, babes, beer.
Thank you. Yep. I thought it was going to be beer 3 times.
Yeah. Number 6, Elon Musk needs a place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. He rents out Ireland himself.
Dang.
Yeah. You see that.
He could do that.
He could do that. Yeah, he probably
owns it already. You get a quilt.
And take all 11 of his kids, too.
Dang.
Yeah.
He got 11 kids.
He'll have more.
Yeah, he got more than you.
Dang.
You don't play around, man.
See, I'm on to something.
I don't know about that. You're on something, that's for sure, but I don't know.
I got nothing.
Facts.
If you're on to something, nothing. Though. Number 5, 3 drinks for anyone named Seamus.
Yeah. Fucking Seamus. You get a name like Seamus, you deserve drinks.
You deserve drinks, yeah.
That should be year-round.
Yeah. Let's see. Number 4, St. Patrick's Day is renamed Kiss a Redhead Day.
Okay.
I can dig that, because I kiss one every day.
I would dye my hair.
Number 3, former Representative George Santos claims to be 100% Irish, so he says, come on over and pinch me.
No. What's the say for it? Pineapples? No. Hard pass. No,
well, with him, it's like, back up.
Yeah. No.
And number 2, now at McDonald's, Shamrock Shakes come with a free Green Lantern action figure. Yeah, because they can't get rid of them any other way.
Indeed. Indeed. Ain't nobody about it.
Hey, Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds has got a whole
Ryan
box.
Ryan Reynolds like, fuck that movie, yo.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds got a whole box of them at home, man. Here, give him away. Give him away. Give him away.
He had that role, too.
And the number one reason to let you know that St. Patrick's Day is here is Lindsay Lohan is seen putting up a Christmas tree.
Nice. Go, Lindsay.
Right on.
There you go. So nine things to let you know that St. Patrick's Day is here. Absolutely.
She's trying to make a comeback now, too, huh?
Yeah.
She's really trying, man.
She's trying.
Hollywood likes a comeback still, but they also...
But you got to do it right.
...down fall better. Yeah. We'll see what happened, man. She's trying, and I see her doing her thing, and now she's a mother, right?
I don't know.
And she got a kid? She got a child now or something.
I don't know if she does or not.
Huh. Well, good for her. Congratulations. But,
yeah,
I wish her the best.
Trying. Like I said, she's trying. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. So, all right. So since tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, normally we would do actually a drunk show today.
Oh.
But unfortunately, I have a thing I need to go to later, right after the show, where I'm...
Excuses.
I'm filming something for...
You deserved it. That's what you get. That's what you get.
You choking over there?
That's what you get.
You choking?
That's exactly what you get.
Yeah. Yeah, make it come through your nose,
shouldn't
too, bitch.
Been talking shit? Wow. Word. That was harsh. That got real harsh.
Bite my cookie.
Go get another donut is what you need.
Hell no. Nah. Dinner appointment after that.
I need an insulin shot after
shit.
That.
Yeah, man,
well, after a Krispy Kreme donut, yeah, everybody needs an insulin shot. But no, I've got a thing where I'm filming this thing where I'm playing a drummer kind of a thing or whatever. So, but haven't heard from the guy yet, so we'll see what happens. So, but anyway, so let's go ahead and let's segue to this. We'll try this real quick. So,
what is the wife bringing in?
So, I know you guys haven't tried this yet.
This looks, for y'all, since y'all can't see this,
that's a
shrimp. She literally walked in with a liquid cavity.
Mm-hmm.
It's green.
It's going to be good. So, this is a shamrock shake
from McDonald's.
All right. So, I want to have you guys try it first. Now, before you do, hold on. So, I want to film this so we can go ahead and post it because I want you guys' reaction on this whole thing. So I'm going to switch my phone over to video. All right, there's Lyric there. Hey, Lyric.
The Green Lantern himself.
Now, don't just have the whipped cream.
You should actually
get...
Can you not let it drip like that? Ruining it for everybody. It's good. Nah,
it's
the face.
It's a mint fucking shake.
Oh, it's mint?
Is that...
That's all it is. All
right.
I meant to try that.
All right, so now...
Man.
Oh, I need a spoon.
Boom.
It's mint. It's literally mint. It's good.
Pass me that spoon mint there, Addy.
It's like chocolate mint.
So you liked it?
Yeah, it's good. It's not bad.
Okay.
I feel like I just brushed my teeth with chocolate.
Like chocolate mint. Thank you. That's what it is. Chocolate mint. That's exactly what it is.
Thin mint. Yeah, it tastes like the Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah.
The Girl Scout cookie. The
the thin mint. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
The mint isn't that strong, so it's a nice hint of mint.
I'm probably going to get some
it's a hint of
mint.
Are you?
You want to take another one?
Yeah, you can have that.
I'm just trying to get sponsorship right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You should edit that part out. But no. It's cool, but... Yeah.
It's delicious. I drink it every day.
That's the
emergency
right now.
Shamrock.
It's not bad, man. Taste it. You like it. It's not bad.
It's cool. Yeah. It's good. It's not my cup of tea. But it's also not tea.
Yeah, it's very minty. Very, very, very minty. It's not bad. No,
like chocolate, like mint chocolate. That's what it's like. Mm-hmm. Like a chocolate mint.
I was so upset one year my sister asked for that to be her flavor of cake. I said, so you don't want us to have none?
Oh, so you don't want to share at all?
The whole cake?
Yeah, that's when you know some ingredient for real. They bring some shit they know ain't nobody finna.
Got it? Nope.
Yo, we used to have this one dude when I was in the military in Arizona.
Yeah.
Every time we had a house party, he would show up with the big ass gallon drum of Seagram 7 gin. Don't nobody drink that shit but him. He don't know
I got a bottle for everybody.
He bring a big ass bottle of Seagram 7 Gin. Hey, at night when he leaves, he take the same big ass bottle with him. Ain't nobody drinking that shit, man. Like, we don't drink that shit, man.
I drank it and they paid me for it.
I said, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so we just tried our Shamrock Shake right now. I said, normally we would do a drunk show today, but unfortunately we can't. But we are going to give you the most expensive whiskeys, though.
Oh.
Word?
Are we?
Yes, we are. So what do we got here?
All right, we'll start at number 10 with with the Dalmore 62 Highland Scotch.
Yo, is that supposed to be Irish?
It's a black Irish.
Wow.
Samantha.
Look, y'all, we do not endorse.
Nor promote.
We do not endorse nor promote anything.
Let me get through the reading.
Wow. When did he become Indian?
Yo.
I can't fucking. I can't work under these insults.
Yeah, buy your Nexus Rippy. First you take the 405.
You know what? Back in 1839.
Then you take the 101.
Alexander Matheson founded what would become the legendary Dalmore Distillery. 1842, they released 12 bottles of this luxurious single malt liquor in honor of...
No, don't change the voice.
Don't change the voice.
No, don't do
Matheson that. Matheson 1942, Dalmore Scotch is like no other. Exquisite, bold, and expensive.
Bro, don't do that.
I'm not
shit,
doing
man.
Anything. I'm just
read
reading.
Normally.
Found only in private collector's auctions. Examples of this fine liquor have sold for $58,000 and upwards.
Wow.
$58,000? A bottle?
Yeah, I guess.
Goodness gracious. All right, number 9 is Glenfiddich, 1937.
I promise I'm going to throw some at it, man.
This is exquisite on the palate. Glenfiddich, 1937.
Stop. Read this
combines
shit,
rich notes of chocolate, cedar, molasses, burnt heather, and oak. Now more than 84 years later, fewer than 5 dozen bottles remain. 5 dozen less. That's
jeez.
It.
Jeez.
Collectors and enthusiasts who have been privileged enough to sample the delights of this vintage describe the bronze-colored liquor as remarkable.
Damn.
Seen only at auction in recent times, the highest selling price that Glenfiddich 1937 was fetched was in 2012, when the bottle realized at $71,000.
Holy cow!
A bottle, $71,000.
Yeah, you don't never drink that shit.
That's just ridiculous, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What does it do to you? Like, does it
it's just pure.
Does it go inside of you and like?
does it transform you or some shit? Does
make you 5 years younger because it kills all the bacteria. It is what it is.
Go and repair all the holes inside.
Yeah, if I'm paying $71,000, it better rejuvenate something.
Yeah, go and mend my heart. All right, number 8 is Macallan 1926 Fine and Rare Collection. Revered within Macallan's oldest and best vintage range, the 1926 bottle was one of the earliest. Supplies are limited. The distillery released just a few bottles of this luxurious label each year. Consequently, each body of this bottle is worth up to $75,000. That's a lot. Let's move on. Number 7, Spring Break 1919. Years ago, Spring Break 1919 boasted a listing in the Guinness Books of World Records as the world's highest priced whiskey. Though others have since superseded it in price, the century-old vintage from the J&A Mitchell & Co. Campbelltown Distillery. That's a long-ass name. J&H Mitchell & Co. Campbelltown Distillery still commands worldwide respect. At the last sale, a bottle fetched approximately $78,000.
Yo, jeez. Wow, man, I'm drinking your income right now.
I'm drinking your... Imagine
like this bottle costs more than you making a year.
Imagine inviting your cousin over and they just open it and start drinking.
Nah, bro.
Can I have one more sip, sir?
Hell no.
What do you have for collateral?
My car.
How much was your
Which
car?
Which kind of car is it? Give me that Toyota.
Yeah, it's a Tesla.
Okay, all right.
Which model?
Number six is Glenfiddich again, but the Janet Shee Roberts Reserve, 1955. At a New York auction in 2012, a single bottle of Glenfiddich Janet Shee Roberts, 1955 Reserve, sold for more than $94,000. While auction lots with higher price tags usually features luxurious jewel decanters, this whiskey sale price was due to its rarity. Experts describe the taste as heavenly, thanks to the delightful notes of barley, heather, and pear. By design, 111, only 11 bottles existed. Only 11 bottles existed. Holy Named God. After the granddaughter of Glenfiddich founder, William Grant, Miss Roberts was one of the first women in Scotland to qualify as a lawyer. She lived to the age of 110 and was the oldest woman in Scotland when she died in 2012.
Jeez.
110. Dang. She was there in 1910.
Yeah. So drinking that stuff, it will help you.
It will help you. Get some of that stuff right there. That's for sure.
It will kill any bacteria in you.
Yeah. All right, number five, we're going to go back to these Dalmores, but it's the 64 Trinitas. Just three Dalmore 64 Trinitas bottles existed, containing a blend of five rare vintages from 1868, 1878, 1926, and 1939. When one of these exquisite examples came up for sale, it attracted around $160,000 at a fall of the hammer. Although the other two bottles' whereabouts are unknown, they are sure to have appreciated in value.
Shut up.
Your H&R Block will tell you if you put that on your taxes. Unless their owners decide to savor the contents, of course.
Damn.
So you can get at least $160,000.
Yeah, why would you ever open that bottle? I've never opened that shit. It's just, no.
Dude, that's like a special thing. You know,
that's some shit you drink on your deathbed as revenge for some people.
You know what? That was the whole thing. That's what I was going to say. My grandfather brought over a bottle. Was it my grandfather? No, my mom. I'm sorry. My mom brought over a bottle of cognac for my grandfather. And then she went to Europe in the early 60s. And it was like, okay, we'll open it for a special occasion. My mom got engaged.
Okay.
Didn't open it.
Okay.
My mom got married.
Didn't open it.
Not enough.
Didn't open it. I was born.
Nah.
Didn't open it.
Yeah. Congrats.
Graduated. Didn't open it.
Grades wasn't high enough.
Graduated from college. Didn't open it.
Wrong major.
Wrong major.
Wrong
yeah.
major.
You know, and it wasn't until he died. Okay.
He said, let's open it.
Open it.
And he opened it right before he died, I'm guessing, like shortly before.
Did he share
no,
at least? Did
no,
he, did
no. He,
share,
he did died he before, but he said, open it, you know, that, that's when. So when he passed, after, I think it was the rosary.
Oh, he said, y'all open it after he passed?
Yeah.
Oh, that was his wish.
That was his wish.
Okay.
So we came back to our house after the rosary and opened it. And drank the cognac then, and it was a little bit different tasting for me, you know. But to have a cognac for like the early 60s, you know, kind of a thing.
So he created like a communion for y'all.
Just about, yeah.
That was dope. Should've
just about, yeah.
With it.
So the funny thing is though, we passed around Dixie cups though, because that's all that we had, you know, for it. So here we are drinking this cognac. You know, this what 40-year, 50-year cognac.
You definitely
needed
a snifter for that.
Yeah. So, but it was good though. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely. I mean, these whiskeys, holy cow,
it's crazy. Yeah.
All right, number four, Dalmore 62, like its cousin 64 Trinitas. Dalmore 62 single malt scotch dates back to the mid 1800s.
Dude.
No.
Dude.
Come on, man.
Dude.
Oh, we had a break.
Look at me. Look at me.
According to reports.
Look at me. You're not from Trinidad, okay?
Okay.
The
wooden.
You thought that was Trinidad?
The wooden mold.
I'm trying to bring it down.
Used to create the platinum and crystal decanter took considerably more than 100 hours to craft by hand.
There ain't no black Irish, I'll tell you that right now.
It's the equivalent sale value of around $250,000. That's that dollar.
$250,000.
Wow. It's from the 1800s, though.
That has got to taste amazing. I mean, just to have a sip of that.
Just a sip. All right, number three is the Macallan again.
Just three more?
Holy Macallan. Right. 64 in Lalique, Serepedu. I don't know. That's,
but don't try it.
It's French. I was going to say it's French. This Macallan Scotch whiskey was one of the first that owed most of its eventual sale value to an opulent vessel. Whatever that means. Somebody Google that for me. Beautifully curved, the unique decanter came from premier French glassmaker Lalique. Lalique.
Opulent vessel, Lalique. Like beautiful container.
Aw, he actually did it. The blend comprised three malts dating back to 1942, 1945, and 46, all of which had aged in Spanish oak barrels at an auction in 2010. A prime example sold for approximately $464,000.
Holy cow.
Lalique. Yes.
Dude, that's a house.
That's a, well, depends.
Depending on where you at, that's like two, three
back
houses.
Back east, yeah, that's a house.
Back home, that's damn near my neighbor.
You got a whole ranch.
That's a whole county. Half the county.
So Macallan must be doing something right because they are on here again with the Macallan M. Respected and revered by enthusiasts, the last auction sale lot of the Macallan M realized an astonishing $628,205 in Hong Kong, mind you. Presently, in a beautifully handcrafted 6-liter crystal decanter, each vintage of the blend was between 25 and 75 years old or more and had matured in Spanish oak casks. So it's something about these Spanish oaks. Got to get it in that Spanish oak. Save it.
Well, I mean, and that's where some of the color comes from, because most of the time, I mean, when you're distilling anything, it's going to come out white, clear. So it's the barrel itself that gives it the color. And some of the flavor, too, depending on how they're burned and so forth and everything. So that has an awful lot to do with it. Have you guys kind of, done any alcohol tasting things, like wine tasting or whiskey tasting or anything? Or?
We wanted to. When my pops died, me and my brothers drove back from Arkansas to New York. And we drove through, is it Kentucky where the Jack Daniels is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we drove through the entire Jack Daniels plant. And it was closed, so we couldn't get a tour.
Uh-huh.
But it was like dozens of warehouses, just blacked out warehouses. And it's just where they stored all the alcohol. And it was like 100 of them. And it was crazy. Yeah. I wanted to, but I couldn't get it back.
That's what we should do one day, is go out to Temecula. I've got some friends of mine out there. And do some true wine tasting at some of the vineyards.
That'd be dope.
That'd be fun to do.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that.
We should see if we can set it up for the podcast and go out there and do that.
That'd be real dope.
Be drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, man, it's 10 o'clock in the morning here. It's already noon in Arkansas and 1 o'clock in New York, man. We're good.
It's like 7 or 8 overseas. So.
Yeah, we're good. It's already nighttime in Japan, baby. We good. We good.
All right, and at number one.
Number one?
Number one.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on. Number one, you want, because that tells me you want something here, so here we go.
At number one. We got Isabella's Islay's. Presented in decanters featuring white gold, 300 rubies, and no fewer than 8,500 diamonds. The opulent container itself was worth more than $6 million.
Get out of here.
Even when empty.
Were all those diamonds? Yeah.
The diamonds were $6 million?
Even the bottle, the bottle. The bottle was worth
$6 million.
I don't count this.
Even when empty. When sold filled with Isabella Islay's, widely acknowledged as the epitome of luxurious scotch, its value ascended by a further $200,000. So it's estimated at $6,200,000.
I don't count that because it's not really the alcohol. It's just the bottle. The alcohol ain't that. The alcohol is only $200,000. I feel it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? If we talk about alcohol,
by itself,
we go a different story. But that's crazy. That alcohol, right? No, that's the bottle. Wow. That's crazy.
That's still an awful lot of money, though.
$6 million for. It just stay where it's at.
Man, there went their overhead.
Damn,
bro. I was just just drink it and just have the bottle like that.
At that point, yeah, like for real.
We only lost 200,000.
Still got 6 million, man.
Got
I think I'm okay
on that mantle. Pass that crazy down. So yeah, go get you. If y'all got one of those bottles, please send it to us at your weekly dose.
Very,
because Lord well knows done, we sir need it.
Well done, sir. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
All right, guys. Well, you know, again, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so I want to give you guys a fun treat here. This is a tradition that we've always done here on the show. This is your guys' first time with it, which is famous Irish songs, basically. But we kind of do it a little bit differently because we like to pull it from Whose Line Is It? Anyway,
oh,
so here we are, oh, the Irish drinking songs.
Nice.
Network TV.
He's seen him on the streets. He's always got a great big smile.
He's looking kinda neat. He has short hair and glasses.
And other things that aren't so short. He is very kind.
And this I will retort.
Oh, I-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
I hear he is a nice guy. He dresses really well.
The tall guy on his show is funny.
And the black guy's really swell.
But let's not forget his bald friend, because he's really good.
Sure, he's got lots of money.
You'll never catch him in the hood.
Oh,
he's generous to all his friends.
He's got lots of cash.
And if you go over to his place,
he'll kick you in the ash. Big TV.
He lets you watch it there.
And then you can watch the big screen.
That's a little fair.
Oh,
glasses are kind of funny,
and people think they're fake,
especially these glasses.
He is quite a rake.
Oh, but he's a very good guy now,
and he has telepathic powers,
and he can fly through the airplane.
He's worn a thong for hours.
Let's hear the Voted for Us Perot Irish drinking song.
Voted for Us Perot.
Oh, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I.
Who's the little man
with the giant ears?
I voted for him years ago. He bought me lots of beers.
He was a millionaire.
And he had lots of cash.
And he used it all.
He never bought me. He was a tiny billionaire.
Tiny as can be.
He didn't get a lot of votes.
He got me. He ran on the reform ticket.
And he had big feet.
But he's still my favorite.
He cannot be beat.
Oh, hi di 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 di.
His party was a strange one.
I voted anyway.
I went and I cast my ballot.
I laughed along the way.
He lost by a landslide.
But I still support him so.
I wonder what he's doing now.
I heard he lives alone.
I hope he runs again someday.
Maybe in a couple years.
I hope when he runs this time,
he gets better ears.
Again, he'll have my vote there.
You will see.
Because there is no one else.
Ha ha ha, hee
hee. Oh, this is really going on.
So the Supple That Ugly Woman Irish Drinking Song, one line at a time. Take it away.
Oh, stuck with a drunk woman.
Once when I was celebrating, I went to bed.
I had too much to drink.
Woke up to an ugly head. She turned over and I saw her face.
I screamed in surprise
and I sprayed her with mace.
And put on all my clothes.
And then I ran from the house.
I hit her, I do suppose.
But she chased right after me.
She got into her car.
She didn't get there.
She looked like Jamie Farr.
Although she was so ugly,
I took her anyway.
I used her to scare children away.
What the hey?
Boy, it really worked good.
I remember that day.
To the dog park,
then what the hey?
Oh,
I tried to forget it. I tried to drink a lot because she was so ugly.
She needed an ink spot.
Then the day would come again that I'd meet her. I was so scared. It looked like someone had beat her.
Let's hear the Irish drinking song about Drew Carey.
Oh, God.
Oh, if I were Drew, I'm handsome as a god.
I would be so happy. My face looks like a cod.
All the women love me, and all the guys do too.
Everybody loves me.
I think I'll go and get a show.
I'm very successful, you know. I'll take my glasses off right now.
And look at me, I glow. I'll get some laser surgery.
I'll make everyone laugh. I'll run around with my clothes off. I'm generous to a fault. Give my money away.
I throw it by the bucketful. Hey, there's some right today.
Here, all my friends. Hey, come on now, you.
We're all hung like a mouse.
I'll give them all a raise now.
And then I'll hug them. And then I'll say you're lovely.
I'll never, never bug them. I'll give them all my cars.
I'll let them sleep in my beds. Cause I'm the greatest boss there is.
I'll rub Colin's head.
Oh, there you go, guys. So a little bit of Irish drinking songs.
Yeah, man. You gotta be on your, you gotta be quick on your feet for something like that.
Oh, dude.
You gotta
yeah.
Be quick on your feet for something like that. That'd be fun.
Or drunk.
Drunk would be real fun. Yo, that'd be some crazy shit to have in drunk. Oh man, that'd be funny.
Well, speaking of funny.
Do you kazoo? I often do. When I am blue, I do kazoo. Toot tooty too. Goes my kazoo. I will kazoo. Hey, how about you?
So, yeah, so it's time to name that kazoo song. And because we had the Oscars last week, whatever we're going to try and do, strictly hold it to either movie themes or TV themes.
Okay.
All right. So I've got a couple in my hand. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Go first.
You want me to go first?
Movie,
okay.
Movie or
movie,
TV?
Movie or TV. All right. So I'll start off first, and I'll make this easy.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You ready?
Jaws.
There you go. See? See how easy that was?
He's so upset. He's so upset.
I'm chilling. I got nothing to say. I'm chilling, man. I'm a guest. I'm not going.
You're a guest.
It's my first time here. I'm just,
I'm just watching the show, man.
All right, BW.
Oh man. Okay. All right. Hold on.
So, movie theme or TV theme?
Dang. I had it. Hold on. Okay. All right. Stop staring at me like that. He's so anxious. What are you going to do, Brown? I lost the name of the song.
Okay, I gotta admit, at first I thought it was Sanford and Son, but I don't think that's what it was.
You look Everywhere you go. What fucking song? Goddamn.
Oh, no. Please. Full House.
Thank you. Shit.
Full House.
I win. I win. That was me.
And guess what?
I'm not blowing.
You're next.
You. I'm not playing the kazoo.
You're next. Come on.
Just give us one. Just give us one. Oh, man.
Remember to hum.
I know, motherfucker. I'm trying to think. I know
the name. It's Living it? Single.
Thank you.
Okay. Ooh.
I played it good that time. Y'all kissed my ass. I played it this time.
Am I laughing?
Yes. And he is too.
He's laughing.
He ain't stopped since I started playing.
No, he hasn't stopped laughing since we found out that that he blocked Amber is what happened.
Nice diversion.
That,
nice
that was a good. That was really good, man. All right. Okay, let's
getting
see.
Getting better.
Yeah. Let's
see. The locative virus is getting in your blood.
Stab you with this I'm gonna stab you with this damn kazoo.
Let's see. I got to think of another one here. Let's see. I did a movie theme, so let's see. Maybe. Well, let's see. Oh. I'm going to make it easy.
Rocky.
There you go. See, that's two you've got.
That was easy.
That was two. All right. BW.
I'm going to go with the song I thought you were playing until I heard the second note. All right.
Start over.
I think Happy Days.
Yeah.
Saturday, Monday, end of week with you.
Okay, that was a good one.
All right, Lyric.
Shit, I can't. Let me see. Yeah. You know what?
You see the
why you keep staring at me,
you're
man?
Doing that to
stop
me.
Staring at me,
exactly.
Man. It's uncomfortable. Okay, well, you win. Goddamn, you win.
He was over there in the corner, like looking like that Diddy meme.
Ah, it's fucked up. Ah, you made me feel bad.
I'll sit.
I feel dirty.
Take that.
Damn, I had it in my head. Now you done fucked it up. Hold on. Fuck. Stop looking at me. Shit.
Love and marriage.
Yeah, that was it.
What was it?
What's the name of the show?
Married with Children.
Yep.
Oh.
It's not one of my favorite shows, dog.
I love that intro song.
I love to play Al Bundy in the show one day. That should be hilarious, yo.
Well, we could try.
We could try.
I could rewrite
that. We could reboot.
We could rewrite that.
Reboot.
But, Black Bundy?
I love Al Bundy, man. I love Al Bundy. Al Bundy's the shit, yo.
There you go. All right, one more round or should we move on?
He's having fun.
We got time for another round, fun. Right?
Oh, another round?
Look,
all
he's
right.
Having fun.
You know?
You know what? Nah, let's move on. We're good. What's next? Yeah, let's move on. Y'all look too damn happy about that. Let's move on. Hope y'all enjoyed the game. Y'all got way too damn happy. Y'all fucked that up.
All right, there you go. I often do. When
I am blue, I do kazoo. Let's do a hand clap for Lyric because be a good sport and doing it.
Yeah. He got it, though. He got it. We're so happy for Lyric there. He got it down, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. You are quite welcome. All right. Well, it's only the three of us, though. Should we dare try to do the game, though?
We got anybody to...
competition? I mean, who?
We could, I guess. It's just,
all right, let's see what
we
can
kind of questions. I can ask y'all the questions this time. Y'all could go head to head. We go head to head. Who you want to go head to head with?
How about you guys do the questions?
And you
and I'll go head to head with either one of you. So whoever's whoever's got the first five. So
okay. All right. Like, so wait. Sean, I love the confidence.
Yeah, you like that?
So I could be both of y'all.
Yeah.
I like it.
Here we go. We're starting off the game.
Hey.
This is the game where I take on my friends called Quiz Me,
Quiz You.
Is this not what you want?
All right, who's got the first five?
I got it.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
I'm going to kick your ass.
What color did the leprechauns report? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Harry Belafonte.
What color did leprechauns reportedly wear before green?
Brown. Orange.
Sean. Brown.
Oh.
No? Shoot. What color is it?
Yellow.
Nope.
Blue.
Gonna keep going.
No. You get only one more.
Red.
Yes.
Red. There you go.
So from here on out, we only do two guesses apart.
Red leprechauns? Right. That doesn't even sound right.
No, it don't sound. It sounds.
Match their hair.
Doesn't sound Loki at all.
Loki?
Loki.
Okay. According to Irish lore.
What question?
Question number two.
He's new to this.
I know. I can tell. I can tell.
According to Irish lore, what animal did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
Sean.
Yes.
Snakes.
Yes, sir. Question number three.
Take you down.
What is the traditional main dish served at many St. Patrick's Day celebrations in America?
Sean.
Sean.
Haggis?
No. Hell no.
What the heck is haggis?
It's some shit we don't. It's illegal to even serve that in America. Okay. It really is. Like, it's illegal. You can't even serve it here.
Irish?
Yes.
Beer?
No. Main
Sean.
Dish.
Oh.
Sean.
Beer, yeah.
Corned beef.
And
really?
One more? Yep.
Hummus.
Two pop.
Hummus? Hummus?
But that ain't even the same area.
It's a main dish.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
What is it?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, give him half a point. He said corned beef.
No, hell no.
No, corned beef and cabbage. No, it's not the answer he was looking for.
Cabbage, okay.
It wasn't the answer that he was looking for. So I get the
cabbage head. Yep.
Yeah, it's only half. So
question number four. What American city has dyed its river green every single?
Sean.
Goddamn. Yes, sir.
Chicago.
Yes, sir. Ass whip over there.
I got one.
You better represent, fool.
Hold on.
According to folks,
I've been to Iraq.
Question number five.
They do it green every year? They do that?
That's yeah,
that's,
Chicago.
That's crazy.
According to folklore, what's a leprechaun's occupation?
Oh, God.
Oh, Brown.
Yes.
Repo man.
No. That didn't even fucking exist back then.
But he's still in the gold bag.
No, he's not.
What is
it? Oh,
are you thinking about the movie Leprechaun?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I know. Brown.
No, you wait. You got to get a guess now. Yes, sir.
I know it.
I bet you're wrong. Sean?
I'm going to say, well, I know. Okay, pot of gold or whatever is what they're. I'm going to say keeper of the pot of gold.
No, sir.
Okay.
Tax Brown. Collector.
No. You got neither one of y'all going to ever guess this because I would have never guessed this shit.
Really?
Yeah, I would have.
Keebler Elf. Give us was a hint. A baker.
Huh?
Give us a hint.
No.
Shit.
Frodo, what did Frodo do? Wasn't he a leprechaun?
No.
Fool, he's a goddamn. Ooh, wee.
What was it? What was it?
Frodo?
Yeah.
Frodo didn't have no job. Oh. Frodo didn't have no job. Frodo had money.
What was his occupation?
Gosh, what is a leprechaun's occupation?
He spoke with no accent.
I don't know.
What would. I would
Five. Four.
Yeah, I don't
fireman.
Know.
He was a fireman.
Shoemaker.
He was a cobbler, really.
A leprechaun.
Wow.
But then why did the elves? That would explain why the elves helped him because he was a leprechaun.
But an elf is different than a leprechaun.
But the little elves helped us.
They've never even been in the same universe.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen that the movie, the show, the elves and the cobbler, the cobbler and the elves book. when the elves came, and helped the cobbler, and he was
But a leprechaun is something different.
But
though.
if a leprechaun is a cobbler,
that's not even a book that exists.
It you don't read.
Are you talking about Lord of the Rings?
I'm talking about cobbler and the elf.
Hey Siri,
I know what he's talking about.
Is there a book named Cobbler and the Elf?
Yeah.
She don't know what the fuck she talking about.
we got a message from Amber, guys.
Oh, what
did
she say? She says she thought it was cool.
OMG, how rude. BW, I thought we were more than that.
Oh man, she called you out.
Shame, shame, shame.
Question number six.
Moving on.
All right, he whooped my ass, Lyric, so you got to redeem us. Instead of green.
We lost, man. I'm just saying. It's way too much pressure, bro.
Instead of green, St. Patrick was originally associated with what color?
Lyric.
Go ahead.
Blue.
You got it.
Nice. Good job, Larry.
Let me cover up my paper.
He's a saint. They wouldn't have did red. Red is too harsh.
Yeah.
And when you go saint or sinner, you got
to. Yeah, but he wasn't a saint until much, much later on.
Yeah, I know, but they called him when they said, yeah, like, no, it's just a given. You ain't finna give a saint a red. That ain't finna happen.
What about
St. Nicholas?
Valentine.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about actual saint.
St. Nicholas Valentine. Is a saint.
We're not talking. What?
Valentine was a saint.
Yeah, St. Valentine. That's red.
The saint itself is not associated with red. The day is.
No, it's the blood day of red. That's what it's called. The day of red would happen. Do you know the real
ain't
story?
Ain't you supposed to be reading questions, fool? Like, ain't we supposed
you brought
to
up history.
Hold on. I'm on a roll. Why are you messing it up? We supposed to be winning. I'm trying to recover
right,
the
right,
day
you're right,
you made.
You're right. Blue, he said. Number seven. What is the highest number of leaves ever recorded on a single clover stem?
I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question. You got to re-say that again. He got to re-say that shit again.
What is the highest number of leaves ever recorded on a single clover stem?
Sean.
Okay. Sean?
Six.
Six number of leaves?
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
All right. Lyric. Five.
And I'm just give y'all a hint on this next round of guessing.
Okay.
You guys are way too low.
Sean.
Go ahead.
12.
And
20.
And
damn.
It is 56.
Really?
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. What?
Yes.
Wow.
How many clovers were on the edge of a what?
On the edge of glory.
A leaf?
On the edge of glory, bro. What is the highest number of leaves ever recorded on a single clover?
Damn.
The stem. Just one stem.
Yeah, wow.
56. Kept
wow.
just going. It looked like a blossoming flower.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez, though.
All right, number eight. Leprechauns are part of what magical, mystical being family tree? This one should have been a multiple choice. This would have
been... You want to give a multiple choice?
Hey, no.
Sean.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say what we talked about before. Elves.
And
really?
Lyric. Fairy.
Okay, it's fairies.
Fairy, gotcha.
Fairies. He got it?
Fairies, yes, he did.
Cool,
he did.
Good job,
Lyric. We too. We catch that. We got it.
Combine your score.
All right. I didn't know there was a fairy either, though.
Well, part of the family tree.
Yeah.
It
so
makes
third
sense.
Cousins Otto on the fourth side.
Out of the yard, grants wishes. Makes sense.
Ride on Rambos. Number nine.
Did you call a rainbow a Rambo?
A Rambo, yeah.
So there was one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's the question?
Up until the 1970s, what used to be closed in Ireland on St. Paddy's Day?
Lyric. Church.
Of course not. They need church the most on St. Paddy's Day.
Sean.
From being drunk. Bars.
Pubs.
There you go. I've tried to
throw it. They closed bars on St. Paddy's Day?
You drink there every year, every day. You can drink somewhere else.
But it's St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah. That would make, they'd be like double the profits.
Yeah.
But that's why they stopped in the 1970s.
They were like, yeah, y'all tripping. That's a-
like, yeah, okay, all right. We'll,
so y'all start, need a day off.
It's our biggest day of the year. All right, and number 10. Along with the shamrock, what musical instrument is the national emblem of Ireland?
Sean. The lyre?
The lyre? No.
Lyric. Bagpipes.
No.
No, that's Scottish.
Dang.
Same
racist.
Thing. No, no, it ain't.
No, no, it ain't.
No, no, I'm bullshit.
What is another? What instrument?
Dude, go light up. I see you.
What instrument, right?
What musical instrument?
Sean.
Is the national emblem.
The.
I got one.
Wow, sorry. I accidentally hit that.
I was like, where'd they come from?
Lute? A lute?
No.
Damn.
Go ahead. Just throw one out there. Just think of a magical, mystical instrument.
Oh. Oh.
Harp?
Oh. Oh, I think I got
harp?
Yeah, it's a harp.
Yeah, there you go. Cool.
This town is very magical over there. They got everything. Fairies.
Well, I mean, when you listen to it.
Old Madonna.
That's very magical.
It is
very magical. So.
Oh.
That was fun.
That time already?
That's it. Yeah. It's that time, brother. Matter of fact, we're a little bit overtime right now, too. So that's all right.
Drinking dark whiskey.
Drinking that whiskey.
Telling white lies.
Telling white lies.
One leads to another. Yep. On a Saturday night.
That's BW's life.
So I got my name, Brownwater.
And why he's got four kids.
Don't tell nobody that no more. Don't say that again.
All righty, guys. Well, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. X and Instagram. Follow us on Your Weekly Dose 1. Email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Okay, and I'm Brown Waters, and you can find me anywhere at brownwaters.com or anything. You know, just type in Brown Waters and look us up at Sketchy Budget.
Yep, and you can find me anywhere, Lyric Johnson, all social media platforms. Also, Sketchy Budget Entertainment. Check us out.
Alrighty, guys, you can follow me, Sean, on any other social media at SR Unplugged. And, guys, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so go out and celebrate big time, because we know we will. But at the same token, be careful and don't drink and drive and be a little bit responsible out there, but go out and definitely have a good time. Take care of yourselves. Be good.
Then he gets in trouble just as soon as he gets away. Drinking dark whiskey. Telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.